Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Sisell. Batting third. The second baseman, Bill Hunfield. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Thomas. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy Thomas. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The right fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Hauser. Batting fifth. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ossie Orwohl. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Ossie Orwohl. And now, play ball. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Sisell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mostill. The throw from Cochran and he is out, Boley applying the tag. One out. Bill Sisell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisell hits a fly ball into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a pop-up towards first. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum juggles the ball. That's an error on Kaum. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds strikes out. The ball gets by Cochran. He chases the ball to the backstop. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a fly ball into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a pop-up towards first. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cochran for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Miller. The throw from Berg and he is out, Cecil applying the tag. Two outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg strikes out. One out. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ma still hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ossie Orwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orwell takes first base on ball 4. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Orwell moves to second. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-1 in the game. Cobb hits a pop-up towards third. Cobb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Speaker hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Berg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-1 in the game. Cecil hits a fly ball into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Barrett moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-1 in the game. Hauser hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. Cochran hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Barrett who is chasing the ball. Cochran reaches third base with a triple. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cochran tags and scores. One out. It's 2-0, Athletics. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a pop-up towards short. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-1 in the game. Boley hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-1 in the game. Clancy hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-1 in the game. Berg hits a fly ball into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Ossie Orwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orwell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Orwell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bishop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Orwell trying to get to third. Barrett throws the ball into Com, who tags Orwell for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-2 in the game. Cobb hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Barrett. Cobb reaches second base with a double. Bishop moves to third. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Berg for a passed ball. Bishop scores. Cobb moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Athletics. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hunfield fields it and throws to first for one, and the throw to the plate, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mostill strikes out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-2 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Orwell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunfield takes first base on ball 4. Cecil moves to second. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hauser hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Cochran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Com hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-2 in the game. Clancy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speaker, who is chasing the ball. Clancy reaches third base with a triple. Com goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Athletics. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-2 in the game. Berg hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Clancy tags and scores. One out. It's 3-2, Athletics. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ma still moves to second. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hunfield hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Miller. Hunfield reaches second base with a double. Ma still scores. Cecil goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, White Sox. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mulehaus pinch hits for Joe Boley. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ossie Orwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orwell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Orwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bishop hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Barrett. Bishop reaches second base with a double. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cobb takes first base on ball 4. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-3 in the game. Speaker hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes now playing shortstop. Ike Powers now pitching. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 3 in the game. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Kham bunts towards the mound. Powers fields it and throws to first for the out. Reynolds moves to second. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Clancy hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Moore pinch hits for Mo Berg. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is walked intentionally. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Miller. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Reynolds scores. Moore goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, White Sox. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Ma still hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thomas moves to third. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Cecil hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Buck Krause now catching. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Cochran bunts towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. Hauser moves to second. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kham juggles the ball. That's an error on Kham. Hauser moves to third. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 3 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hauser scores. Miller moves to second. It's 6-4, White Sox. Jimmy Fox pinch hits for Jimmy Dykes. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Collins pinch hits for Ike Powers. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a pop-up towards third. Kham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins now playing shortstop. Howard Emke now pitching. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hunfield hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field. Miller picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Miller. Reynolds moves to second. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Kham takes first base on ball 4. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Clancy hits a fly ball into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cobb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Barrett throws the ball into Cecil, who tags Cobb trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Bishop moves to third. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0 for 4 in the game. Speaker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Barrett. Speaker reaches second base with a double. Bishop scores. It's 6-5, White Sox. Ted Lyons now pitching. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Speaker moves to third. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Cochran hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6. And Philadelphia Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.